KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:01, we have mostly cloudy skies, 63 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms redeveloping this afternoon. Some of those could be severe, especially toward the evening and overnight hours. We'll have a high around 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Iowa National Guard spokesman Colonel Greg Hapgood announced Thursday night that as a result of the continuing federal government shutdown, additional actions will be executed by the Iowa National Guard. Beginning today, 16 full-time State of Iowa employees working for the Iowa National Guard will be temporarily laid off for up to 20 days. An additional 95 state employees will be temporarily laid off for up to 30 days beginning October 18th. Currently, more than 1,000 full-time federal technicians of the Iowa National Guard are on furlough and will remain furloughed until the shutdown is resolved. Furloughed or laid-off employees will not receive pay for the duration of the furlough and may not be on a paid leave status, but will retain and accrue benefits. About 1,000 full-time employees remain on duty for the Iowa National Guard, including active guard and reserve, military personnel, and federal technicians. In addition, the 185th Air Refueling Wing in Sioux City has canceled its drill scheduled for this weekend. Training and drill for all other Iowa National Guard units and personnel scheduled for October 1st through the 10th was previously canceled. Rescheduling of all canceled trained assemblies will be announced at a later date after the shutdown has ended. The Iowa National Guard will continue to provide periodic updates as the situation unfolds. News time is 9:02.
Why would you ever call 1-800-282-1446? Well, I hope you never have to, but if you do, you'll really be glad you did. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. Get this. If you ever have a flat tire, run out of gas, need towed up to 100 miles, lock your keys in your car, have your vehicle pulled from a ditch when next to a public road, need your battery jump-started, vacation map routing or turn-by-turn directions over the phone, or you simply enjoy discounts from some of the most amazing restaurants, stores, and attractions, then this Allied insurance number is meant for you. Allied's Roadside Assistance gives you, with one phone call, access to all these services and more when it happens. And who's covered? You and everyone listed on your Allied policy, whether in your own car or in someone else's. And the cost to have this protection? Only $20 every 6 months. Want to know more? Call me today at your Allied Insurance Agency in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust.
Storm Lake-based Central Bank has announced a deal to buy 7 branches from Liberty Bank, which is based in West Des Moines. The terms were not disclosed in Thursday's announcement. In July, Marion-based City State Bank said it was buying 5 Liberty branches. Liberty's 2 sales agreements for the 12 branches are subject to regulatory approval. The sales apparently would leave Liberty, but with but one bank office. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation records say Liberty had 13 locations as of June 30th. Central Bank says it's buying 3 Liberty branches in Des Moines, 2 in West Des Moines, and 1 each in Urbandale and Ankeny. That would give Central Bank 18 branches. Authorities say 3 women working at a body and relaxation center in central Iowa have been arrested as part of an undercover sting operation. Johnston police say the women were arrested after the operation at the Asian Body and Relaxation Center on Wednesday. Police say the women provided services to undercover officers. Additional information is not available. Des Moines television station KCCI said the business was under investigation following public complaints. One of the women was charged with prostitution and operation without proper licensing. The other 2 were charged with 1 count of operation without proper licensing. They remain in the Polk County Jail. A coalition of advocacy groups is defending its decision to exclude Des Moines police from interviews of the public aimed at documenting cases of alleged racial profiling. Ben Stone, executive director of the ACLU of Iowa, says police presence at the upcoming clinics could deter and intimidate people from sharing their experiences. The coalition is made up of the ACLU of Iowa, the Iowa NAACP, and a Mid-Iowa Organization Strategy. They aim to combat allegations of racial profiling around the capital city. Sergeant Daniel Blum said the department vigorously investigates all allegations of racial profiling. He also noted the coalition turned down an offer to have an investigator at the clinics. Stone says despite the group's decision, it hopes to work with the department in the future. A 53-year-old Eastern Iowa man has been picked up by Nebraska authorities and awaits his return to face an arson charge. Authorities say Jonathan Beam was taken into custody by Thayer County, Nebraska sheriff's deputies. Beam remained in the Thayer County jail this morning. He's accused of setting fire on Tuesday afternoon to his home in the Washington County community of Washington. The home sits across the street from the Washington County Sheriff's Office and the county jail. There are no injuries reported. Two men have been charged in the slaying of a man in Marshalltown. Records say that 30-year-old Jeremy Garton is charged with first-degree murder and carrying a concealed weapon. 55-year-old Max Nelson Jr. is charged with theft, abuse of a corpse, and being an accessory. Both men were initially detained as material witnesses, and both are from Marshalltown. Police Chief Mike Tupper said the slain man hasn't been positively identified. The cause of his death has not been disclosed. Nelson and Garton remain in custody. Nelson's attorney didn't return a call from reporters seeking more information. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship says an emerald ash borer has been found in a fourth Iowa location. The insect showed up in a tree at a Mechanicsville residence in eastern Iowa's Cedar County. The first three confirmed sightings were in Alamakee, Des Moines, and Jefferson counties. Officials are considering a regional quarantine to slow the accidental transport of the insects. Officials say most infestations have been started by people moving infested firewood, nursery plants, and sawmill logs. The beetles are native to Asia and were first detected in Michigan in 2002. Since then, the insects have stripped entire neighborhoods of ash trees, killing more than 50 million of the trees. There are an estimated 3.1 million ash trees in Iowa's cities. Authorities say a Linn County resident has died in a farming accident. The sheriff's office said emergency responders were called Thursday evening to a site near Center Point and found a male victim in a cattle feedlot. He was the victim on an incident involving a skid loader and was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's identity was being withheld until relatives could be notified. The Linn County Sheriff's Office and County Medical Examiner's Office are investigating the incident. Riders can have unlimited free rides on Des Moines area buses for 1 week beginning on Sunday. Des Moines Area Regional Transit Authority, or DART, says the rides will be available free during Tri-Transit Week, which starts on Sunday and continues through October the 12th. The offer applies to DART Local, Express, Flex, and On-Call services. DART Marketing Director Kirsten Bear Harding said the free rides are meant to highlight expansions and improvements to the transit system. Changes include more routes, expanded hours, a new downtown transit center, and an internet trip planner. Iowa City officials are turning to the internet to help raise money for the restoration of two log cabins. Iowa City Parks and Recreation Foundation has set up a fundraising page via the website Razoo to collect $120,000 for the log cabins in Upper City Park. The campaign ends in about a month. The fundraising website includes video and photos of the cabins, which are known as the Old Settlers Association of Johnson County Cabins. They were added to the National Register of Historic Places in June. Officials say the cabins are deteriorating. The money will be used on projects like stabilizing the structures and replacing the roof and rotted sidewall logs. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour on KJAN, stocks have opened moderately higher following a significant sell-off over the past couple of days. But the major averages are still headed for a loss for the week. Because of the shutdown, there are no economic indicators today, including the crucial September jobs report from the Labor Department. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says no progress has been made toward ending the government shutdown because, in her words, it's very hard to negotiate with the Republicans when they can't negotiate with themselves. Pelosi told CBS that Democrats agreed weeks ago to the GOP money figure for stopgap spending, but said Republicans have stalled since then. She says to get the government up and fully running again, quote, it will take some coming together on the Republican side. More details are emerging about the Connecticut woman who was shot to death by police after a car chase in Washington yesterday. Miriam Carey has been identified by law enforcement officials as the woman who led police on a chase after trying to breach a barrier at the White House. In November, she'd been sued by her condominium association for failure to pay fees. Her mother has told ABC News that Carey began suffering from postpartum depression after giving birth to her daughter last year. I'll have a look at the funeral announcements coming up next.
What's it going to take for you to switch? A special offer? Truly, there's not much out there that isn't offered by every company. Most of the top companies offer bundling discounts, multi-policy, claim-free discounts, mature driver discounts. So, if you can get the discounts most anywhere, what will it take for you to consider switching your car insurance? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. For most people, the top motivation for switching is price. But I'd like to offer something you won't get if you have your car insured anywhere other than United Group Insurance. That's us. I'm a nice person. Carol's a nice person. We'll smile when you come in, even when you're not. We'll help you sort through all the insurance ease and make sure you understand what you're buying. If price is your main concern, we'll show you comparisons with Allied Insurance that are apples to apples to make sure you are saving money. We like to sleep at night, so we won't make promises we can't keep. And when it happens, we'll be there with the coverage you expect from Allied, your Allied insurance agents in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In the funeral announcements, Lorraine Perdue, age 85, of Issaquah, Washington, died September 11th. Memorial graveside services for Lorraine Perdue will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Bonna Gonzales, age 62, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bonna Gonzales will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bernard Keith Cox, Sr., age 91, of Tennant, died September 23rd. Funeral services for Bernard Cox, Sr. will be today at 11 o'clock at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Viola Radecki, age 99, of Sarasota, Florida, died September 20th. Memorial services for Viola Radecki will be today at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Nicholas Vincent Johnson Reed, age 27, of Lewis, died September 28th at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Nicholas Johnson Reed will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marilyn Ohms, age 85, of Anita, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Marilyn Ohms will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Charlotte Searles, age 66, of Phoenix, Arizona, died July 13th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Charlotte Searles will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ramona Richardson, age 85, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ramona Richardson will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Peggy Wiles, age 75, who is formerly of the Oakland area, died September 26th in Virginia. Funeral services for Peggy Wiles will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Sharon Church on Highway 6 in Oakland. Rican Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Sister Jean Marie Stinn, age 88, of Manning, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Sister Jean Stinn will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Connie Mapes, age 62, of Menlo, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Connie Mapes will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. And Ivan Frizzell, age 76, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Ivan Frizzell are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news brought to you this morning by United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.